Examples of WHS documents employees may access to identify WHS or OHS requirements and workplace procedures for their relevant work area include policies, procedures, guidelines, brochures, information sheets. Organizations shall use the health and safety management arrangements to develop documentation specific to their relevant work area or area of operation. Here are some simple ways to identify, obtain, and apply WHS or OHS requirements and workplace procedures for relevant work area. In 2011, Safe Work Australia introduced the model laws, which prescribe a single set of WHS laws to be implemented across Australia. These laws only have legal force when each state and territory makes them part of their own laws. These laws are now implemented in most jurisdictions across Australia. However, you should refer to your state-specific legislation when dealing with WHS. To know what an employer's obligations are under the Model WHS Act, they'd first need to know who in their business owes a duty of care. A duty of care is owed to any individual involved in completing the work for a business or those affected by the work an organization is doing. It is essential to remember that, within an organization, multiple individuals or entities will owe a duty and that each duty holder must adhere to different standards to avoid a breach. The organization itself owes the first duty. This duty is known as the primary duty, and the nature of its obligations is broad. Under a primary duty, an organization is required by law to do whatever is reasonably practicable to ensure the health and safety of their employees or others assisting in completing the assigned work. The next duty is often overlooked by companies but is important to understand, and that is the duty of officers. This duty is placed primarily on senior management or individuals in roles with high levels of influence or control over employees. This could include the CFO, COO, or head of HR. Under this duty, senior management becomes workplace health and safety leaders, influencing the company to comply with regulations. As this show of leadership is critical to achieving positive safety outcomes, companies need to identify high-level employees and inform them of their duty of care. An officer's primary duty is to exercise due diligence to ensure that the business complies with health and safety standards. Ultimately, due diligence is about safety leadership and cannot be delegated. Due diligence requires officers and employees to keep up with WHS laws and regulations. This applies to both knowledge about the company's particular industry and general WHS matters. This means that officers and employees will likely need to undergo regular WHS training to keep them well informed of regulation changes, as the risk of injury within a company can be quite high, and officers have this duty. Ignorance is not considered a defense in the event of an accident that could have been prevented. As an employee, you have to take care of yourself and not do anything that could risk other people's health or safety. You must comply with your employer's reasonable safety and health requirements. It is important that you follow instructions. Work safely. Ask if you are unsure how to perform the work safely. Use personal protective equipment, PPE, in the way you were trained and instructed to use it. Report injuries and unsafe and unhealthy situations to your supervisor or your health and safety representative, HSR.